A Tiger for Breakfast. Written by Narinder Dhami. Illustrated by Christopher Corr. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. It was a hot, dusty day in India. The sun shone down on the flat green fields and the sky was blue. Ram, the farmer, was digging his field. Suddenly, a tiger jumped out of the trees.
"My name is Bali," it said, "and I'm very, very hungry. So now I'm going to eat you."
"Please, don't do that," cried Ram. "My wife has a pretty white cow at home. It will taste much better than me."
"Then bring me that cow," growled Bali. "And if you don't, I'll eat you, your wife, and all your children."
Chapter 2. Ram ran home as fast as he could. His wife Rita was in the yard. She was milking the pretty white cow. Ram told Rita what had happened. Rita was very angry.
"You want me to give my pretty white cow to that greedy tiger?" she said. "Never!"
"But if I don't, Bali will eat you and me and all our children," said Ram.
"We'll see about that," said Rita.
She told Ram to go and get their horse. But when he returned, Rita had gone. Chapter 3. Instead, there was a man in the yard. Ram looked puzzled.
"Don't worry, Ram. It's only me," laughed Rita. "I'm wearing your turban and your clothes."
"Why are you doing that?" asked Ram.
"You'll see," Rita replied.
She got on the horse and rode out to the field. Ram and the pretty white cow came with them.
"I hope I find a tiger today," Rita said loudly. "I haven't eaten a tiger for days. And I do love a tiger for breakfast."
Chapter 4. When Bali heard the farmer's wife, he was very frightened. He ran off into the forest to hide. There, he bumped into a tiger called Tiku.
"Hey," Tiku growled, "look where you're going."
"Run," Bali shouted. "That man in the field eats tigers for breakfast."
Tiku peeped through the trees. He saw Rita sitting on her horse.
"You fool," Tiku laughed. "That is the farmer's wife dressed like a man. Now, let's go and eat them for breakfast."
"How do I know you are telling the truth?" Bali asked. "What if you run off and leave me?"
"We'll tie our tails together," said Tiku. "Then I can't go anywhere without you."
So that's what the tigers did. Chapter 5. Ram and Rita were laughing about how they tricked Bali. Suddenly, they saw two tigers run out of the trees.
"That's Tiku, the biggest tiger in the land," said Ram.
He was very frightened.
Hello, Tiku, my friend, called Rita. I see you've brought Bali for my breakfast. He's a nice fat tiger, and I'm so hungry. You can have my pretty white cow in return.
Bali looked at Tiku.
You tricked me, he growled.
No, I didn't, said Tiku. She's lying.
But Bali wouldn't listen. He ran off into the forest, pulling Tiku with him.
Rita and Ram laughed. Then they went home with their pretty white cow.